It starts at a church. A couple of hours before protests at the Capitol, Margaret Herring is ripping a sheet of cloth into strips in the foyer of Raleigh's Christian Faith Baptist Church.
These are going to be armbands for the people doing civil disobedience. And they wear them so the police will know who to arrest. This is just some green cloth that I got at the fabric store. It was on sale. So.
The wearers of those armbands are inside the church proper, along with a couple hundred supporters. Lawyers are advising them on what will happen when they're arrested. Then the doors open and the volume kicks up a notch. The meeting basically turns into a pre-rally rally. Speakers fire up the core crowd, but also get a chance to practice their speeches. Reverend William Barber kicks things off. Barber's the head of the North Carolina NAACP and the leader of the Moral Mondays.
If you're hurting, if you're a poor child, then this governor suggests, this legislature suggests, they don't represent all the people. And that's why we, the people, have decided to come to our house and stand up in our capital.
Each protest concentrates on a particular issue. This time, it's cuts to unemployment benefits. The General Assembly significantly cut the number of weeks for payouts and reduced the maximum weekly benefit. Those cuts will help the state repay a $2.5 billion debt it owes the federal government for unemployment benefits during the recession. The cuts also disqualify the state from receiving federal benefits for its long-term unemployed.
Not one step back!
Forward together!
Not one step back!
Demonstrators file out of the church to this chant.
Forward together!
Not one step back!
They head to the mall in front of the state house for the real thing. You can hear it from a block away. It's about four times the size of the church crowd, 1,200 people according to the Raleigh police estimates. They hold signs protesting a panoply of bills in the General Assembly, a pending voter ID law, fracking for natural gas, and issues like immigration and the Supreme Court's decision that overturns parts of the Voting Rights Act.
Voting Rights Act is not a headache. It ought to be at the head of the list of the things we protect in this state and every state.
Barber again kicks things off, and he's followed by several others.
We bring the spirit of the children who don't.
At these events, there's a lot of talk about scripture, mostly Christian. But this time, Rabbi Beth Schindler taught the audience some Hebrew.
In Genesis, God created all of us, B'Tselem Elohim, in the image of God. Can everyone say that? B'Tselem Elohim, in the image of God. This basic tenet gives us human rights.
Schindler led members of her congregation up from Charlotte. It was one of at least five separate contingents from Charlotte. After the speeches, the crowd parts in the center, and those who've chosen to be arrested march through. Thank you, the crowd's chanting. They march inside, chanting and singing, but orderly. The whole event is highly orchestrated with a procedure that both protesters and police follow pretty much to a T. Those who want to be arrested walk to the center of the state house. Those who want to support them crowd the balcony above. Police and Capitol staff are everywhere, but mostly stay politely out of the way. Occasionally, they direct traffic. Once everyone's inside, protesters begin with a prayer.
We come to you, Almighty God, bringing all those who've gone before us.
Then more speeches and chants echo through the marble hallways. After about half an hour, police use a loudspeaker to tell the crowd they'll be arrested if they don't leave the room. That's the cue for the supporters in the balcony to file out. Now about 80 protesters remain. They chant and sing while police handcuff them with zip ties one by one. Again, this is done peaceably by both parties. Barber says the protests will continue even after the legislature ends its session. That's expected sometime in the next few weeks.
We're not quitting because the fight goes home. You know, people are coming here to get inspired, but they're clear. This is far, far from over.
Just like this rally. Outside the state house, while the police load the arrested onto a bus marked Division of Prison Inmates, the chanting and the singing continue from supporters. The bus leaves, and it continues behind it. And when those arrested are released from jail this evening, they're met by the chanting and the singing of their fellow protesters. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Raleigh.